For many almond areas of California, navel orangeworm, longtime number one pest, is not so bad because a lot of growers are using mating disruption. But in Northern California, they're not adopting it as much, and this grower is seeing more navel orangeworm pressure. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Johnna Lee Dunn is a third-generation almond farmer in the Dunnigan area of California, where that pest navel orangeworm is still a problem. Even though many growers up there do use the puffers that put out the pheromone that confuse the pest.
Not all of our orchards, but, you know, I'd say maybe 40, 50% of our orchards have them. But the pressure from the navel orangeworm seems to be getting worse every year. Mel Machado with Blue Diamond and Franz Niederhoser, our UC Cooperative Extension agent, I mean, he's constantly, you know, asking growers, clean up your orchards, clean, you know, get the mummies out, which we do. You know, we go bring in a shaker every year through the orchards and try to shake out the mummies, or I don't know if it's weather related or just the fact that there's so many almonds planted now, but the navel orangeworm continues to get worse.
And one of the problems in Northern California is that not enough growers are using mating disruption to really make a big difference for the area. And that's critically important if you want to make an impact on navel orangeworm. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.